Welcome to Tuscola Sports Radio. Here are your hosts, Branson Reese and Kenny Mall, with today's spring sports contest.
Coming to you live from the Tuscola baseball field as the Mountaineers play host to the Inca Jets tonight. And this is another game of Tuscola spring sports, and as always, I'm going to have Kenny Moore by my side, and we want to thank our sponsors and thank everybody for tuning in. And we're sponsored today by Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Mike's Heating and Air, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, WPTL, Crossroads, Florida, Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. Kenny, good night for baseball. We're going to have to jump right into it. They're starting a few minutes early, so if you want to go ahead and just do
a perfect night for baseball tonight,
we'll do Inca's lineup first, and then we'll talk about the game.
All righty. Here's the starting lineup tonight for the Inca Jets. Leading off is number four, Grant Osada. He'll be in center field. Batting second is Ethan Hartman. He is at shortstop. Batting third is Ty Acock, and he'll be on the mound tonight for the Inca Jets. Number four is Jaden McElrath. He's the DH. Batting fifth is Sean King. He's at first base. Batting sixth is Winston Pettycord, and he's in left field. Batting seventh is Cord Moody. He's at catcher. Batting eighth is Bryce DeVore. He's in right field. And batting ninth is Landon Wilson, and he'll be at second base. Jose Chavez will be at third base, and he will be the flex player tonight.
All right, Tuscola coming in tonight 4-4 as is Inca. And, of course, Tuscola stepping out of conference play tonight to play Inca. And big two-game win for Tuscola.
Boy, I know that was a big one the other night. You know, we did, of course, did the first game, broadcast that one, and we didn't do the second game, but they come back and won that one. So two big wins.
Yeah, starting off 2-0, that's the, you know, outside of tonight, the other games were being played in the conference, and everything sort of, you know, filtered its way out. So we're going to step away for the national anthem here.
Please rise and take off your hat.
And we're going to step away, and you are listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
Coming to you live from the Tuscola baseball field and coming to you from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Let's jump into the keys of the game, and it's time for the Steve Carver Haywood Ace Hardware keys of the game. Go by and see Steve and his helpful staff west of Lake Junaluska. Stop light at Delwood Road. Now is the time to fill your propane tanks. Haywood Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Kenny, Tuscola needs to keep rolling. Good win tonight. Put them 3-0 in the week and put them above 500.
The only, you know, we talked about the other night, the only thing, we don't have a lot of experience depth at pitcher, and when you're playing three games in a week, that really works on your pitching. You know, we had the two games, the doubleheader the other night. You got a full game out of Mason Harrell, which was really good. We needed that, so you didn't have to use another pitcher in that game, and then they come back and won that second one. So, but neither one of them boys will be able to throw tonight.
Right. Yeah, because of the pitch count and everything. And
yeah.
So we're going to have to rely on tonight. We're going to have to go get for Bryson Matthews on the mound for Tuscola tonight. So our first time seeing him pitch on the varsity level for us as far as Tuscola Sports Radio goes. So kind of excited to see how that goes. I think also Kenny Key's the game going to have to get the bats rolling tonight as well. You know, now that you've stepped out of conference play, playing stuff, pick up this this big win, help your RPI ranking as you know in the states,
yeah,
as rankings go. Of course, Inca plays in the conference over there with Asheville and Reynolds and of course TC Robertson, which is always a big one for them. But you know, and looking at, you know, and I ain't gonna lie, when I was looking up Inca, I was looking to see how TC was doing, and they're just a game or two above 500, but they've been playing some teams out like out in Utah and Colorado,
like a
tournament and everything. So
they usually play some tough ball games,
right,
and stuff. I see where Inca's record is 4-4 also, right?
Right, and so like I said, Tuscola, you know, Wednesday night was 2-4, but picking up those wins helped out tremendously, pushing them back to 500. So now first batter
up here,
Grant Osada. First pitch from Bryson Matthews is high, and so that'll be ball one, and we're underway.
Yeah, like we were saying, you know, our pitching's going to be tested here.
Good pitch right there by Bryson on the corner, makes it a 1-1 count. Wasting no time.
Ooh,
that one stayed up. Two balls, one strike.
I mean, we've got some good throwers and everything, but they're just not tested, you know, as far as a lot of high school experience.
2-1 pitch, missing low and away, so it's a 3-1 count. Osada back in now. The 3-1. Just missing outside, so he draws a walk.
Number 5, Ethan Hartman.
And that's going to bring up Ethan Hartman to bat now.
You don't want to start off the ball game the first inning with a walk with the leadoff batter, though. That's giving him the base, and you want to try to keep, like we've always said, keep them leadoff batters off the base.
Hartman taking a strike on the outside. 0-1. Hartman coming in tonight hitting .217.
Osada on first base there. It looks like he can run, Branson. There he goes.
Pitch, and there he goes. Ball's up. Throw down.
A good throw by Jonas Jones there. Catcher for Tuscola. Beautiful throw. But like I said, that leadoff man, that's what you want. You want the man that's got some speed. And he looks like he can run, and he can.
So
he had that throw beat.
1-1 count, runner at second now for Inca. Matthews pitch, fouled off.
Hartman here, as I was telling you, they're looking at the Ross. He's a freshman, batting second in the lineup. So
that pitch stays up, evens the count at 2-2.
Must be a pretty good stick up there
for a freshman. You're right.
He had to be batting second in the lineup.
Matthews 2-2 pitch. That one stays up, full count. And back-to-back walks here in the top of the first. And that's going to bring up Ty Acock, which he will be pitching today for Inca. Acock, Kenny, a pretty big stick coming in hitting .458 through eight games.
Yeah, he's looks like a hitter up there. Yeah, batting third in the lineup, so.
Has one home run on the season. First pitch hit. Down over to shortstop to Mason Harrell. Throws. Good job. Throws ahead because that Kenny did a great job right there. Throws the third. Gets the out. And the good thing is, Kenny, his momentum carried him that way, so it wasn't like he was having to throw backside to it.
Yeah, that was a good fielding play right there. Smart play. You got one down now. Runners at first and second.
Jaden McElrath, the batter now for Inca. One out, runners at first and second for Inca. Matthews pitch. That one stays high on him, 1-0. Matthews checking the runner pitch.
Yeah, that was
That one low and away, and a great job right there by Jonas Jones blocking that, because that could have been letting the runners get up another 90 feet right there. So it's a 2-0 count. And good pitch making him swing, so the count now 2-1.
I'm remembering tonight to keep my pitch count, Branson. Forgot the other night, but try to keep up with it tonight and see where we're at.
McElrath hitting 273 and hits that one foul down the third baseline. Count stays 1-2. And he does have a home run on the season as well. Inca coming in tonight with two, and your last two batters with those.
McElrath not a big boy to be hitting home runs, but.
Ooh, good pitch right there. Got him swinging. So two away. And that's going to bring up Sean King. King coming in hitting 150 on the season.
Batting in the number five spot.
Runner goes from second, so that's going to put runners at first and third. Jonas didn't throw.
Well, it's one of them situations right there, Branson. The batter was in the way of Jonas to throw down to third base, so he held up, no throw. Run on first, he'll be gone. There he goes.
Ball hit foul. Count 0-2. King calling timeout, stepping out of the box. Getting instructions from his coach down there on coaching third. And their head coach is Ryan Smith. Row two pitch in the dirt. Runner coming home. Oh, ball. Jones threw the ball away as Bryson Matthews was at home. And that's going to put one run on the board for Inca.
Good throw right there. Would have got the runner coming home, I believe.
Ty Acock got all the way to third. So two away, runner at third. Inca taking the lead 1-0 here in the top of the first. And King with a 1-2 count. And that one fouled off. Count stays 1-2. King, that was kind of a gamble to go ahead and send him home, I thought, right there, because that was pretty close.
Yeah, but like I say, I believe we'd have had him if it had been a good throw. Jonas Jones got out there on that ball, got away from it a little bit, not far, but he got to it quick. And
good pitch right there, got him swinging. Throw down to first on that strikeout. So three away. Not before Inca scores one here in the top of the first. Mountaineers coming up to bat now. We want to thank our sponsors. Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. And if you've been wanting to listen to some of the archived games from back during football or basketball or even from Tuesday night, you can go on WPTLradio.net, go to the Tuscola tab, follow it all the way down to the archives, and you can listen to those games. And, of course, Kenny, we've done some big baseball and softball games over the years. You know, a lot of them, you know, we were actually talking about one the other day. I think it was the first game that we ever did when we went over to Inca. Girls weren't supposed to beat Inca that day and come away with a 3-2 victory in the eight innings. So
that was a heck of a way to start the season.
It was, I'm telling you.
Our broadcasting season, too. That was, like you said, that was the first game we ever did together. And it was a good one.
Man, you talk about a great game. Like I said, Melody Hannah on the mound that day. And there was a lot of small ball played that day, as they say. And I think memory serves me correctly, I think there's only about two or three hits, but a lot of bunts.
It was just a really good ball game. And our girls, like I said, they were supposed to lose that game. They wasn't supposed to beat Inca, because that was the time they were really on top of their game.
Yeah, they were just coming off, I think, of a state championship team from, I think, a year or two before that.
Yeah,
so.
And we, like I said, we pulled that one out. Really, really exciting game.
Of course, we've had some really good games, baseball and softball, against Inca over the years. And, you know, tonight, no exception. This one will be a good one as well. Of course, Tuscola, like we said, needs to get this win tonight just for the simple fact to help themselves in the RPI rankings.
Well, Inca's, you know, even back when I was in high school, baseball has always been tough, you know.
Right.
It amazes me. They're always tough in wrestling, basketball, baseball, but football, they just.
Mason Harrell up to bat, first hit. Ooh. Right at Winston Petticord in left field. One away, and I'm telling you what, Kenny, he put a right into that just a little bit higher, and he'd still be running right now.
Yeah, he hit that one hard, but more or less right at left fielder.
And Petticord didn't have to move very far. Now up for Tuscola's Landry Webb. His first pitch fouled off, 0-1. So Webb stepping back in against Acock. 0-1 pitch on its way. That one inside. Makes it a 1-1 count. Kenny, do you still have a perfect bracket? I'll take that as a no.
I don't even want to talk about it. After watching Tar Heels last night, that's...
1-1 pitch on the inside makes it a 2-1 count. Well, I was kind of worried about Tennessee playing against Miami of Ohio, and Tennessee actually played really good. I got to watch them before I come down. Acock's pitch hit down the line. That's going to be in. Webb on his way around first, heading towards second.
Should get two out of it. Oh, yeah.
One out double right here for Landry Webb.
Now batting number 8, Ian Omsler. And
that's going to bring up Ian Omsler now. Ian playing left field tonight.
Our game the other night, we broadcast, you know, the North Henderson game. Landry led off that first game with a double in the first inning, hitting the ball really well.
Oh, Ian right there with a check swing, fouled it off. 0-1. You know, Kenny, life's all about a bunch of what ifs, but if that ball had gotten over left field's head right there, would be a tied up game right now, 1-1.
Yeah, if it had been just a little higher, he would have had it over his head.
Acox, a one pitch, fouled back. Count now 0-2. O2 pitch on its way. That one hit towards left field.
Fly ball, but didn't have to move on that one either.
Petticord with the catch. Two away now.
Now batting number 15, August Fama.
That's going to bring up August Fama.
That ball was hit just about like Mason Harrell leading off there. Just left fielder didn't have to hardly move, but about two steps.
August stepping in. First pitch from Acock. Misses high and away. 1-0. Looked like Landry might have been trying to go. Lost his footing out there and got back to second.
Two outs. He may try to. He may try it. Landry's pretty fast. He's
1-0 pitch catching the outside corner. Makes it 1-1 now. Pitch hit towards right center field. That's drafting back.
Might be, no.
Oh.
Right fielder comes over.
Bryce DeVore with the catch for the third out.
Right center made the catch.
Tuscola not scoring a run here. Still trailing 1-0 as we move to the second. We're stepping away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mountaineers trailing 1-0 here in the top of the second. And up for Inca here in the top of the second will be Winston Petticord, Cord Moody, and Bryce DeVore.
That's a 6, 7, and 8 hitters in the lineup for the Jets.
Winston Petticord stepping into the box, hitting 312 on the season right now. Just a junior. That pitch misses. 1-0. Dribbler back to the mound. Played by Matthews. Makes the throw to first. One away. That's going to bring up Cord Moody.
Moody, catcher for the Jets tonight. I've been watching him, you know, warming up and everything. He got a really good arm for a not a big stature, but boy, but.
That first pitch misses 1-0. And like you said, he's just a freshman, hitting 167 on the season, though. Ball hit down to third. Played by August Farmer. Long throw over to first. Oh, gets that out. Great throw right there.
Farmer's got an arm, man. I tell you, he's He's strong, and that was a beautiful throw to first base, long throw.
And on that last bat where he flew out, Kenny, he was only about 5 or 6 foot from putting that over the fence. And the first pitch swung by Bryce DeVore, caught by Eli Freeman for the third out. So a quick 1-2-3 for the Mountaineers. And
that was like, let's see what we got here. 1-2-3 Four pitches?
Yeah. We'll take it.
We'll take it all day long.
Yeah, that helps. Hopefully, you know, as it gets later in the game. So we want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vestas Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads for Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. And throughout the years, Tuscola has been honoring Mountaineer athletes for all their great game day performances, and you can go on WPTLradio.net and go follow that Tuscola tab and go to Players of the Game and go in there and look at some of the Players of the Games we've had over the past. Of course, Tuesday night we had leading the season off with Mason Harrell, and Kenny, there was really no question that it was not going to be Mason Harrell with the gem of a game that he pitched against North Henderson. And to get that win, and especially that first conference win of the season.
Yeah, to come out that early and pitch a complete game right there. Never was really threatened, just that one run they got earlier in the game. But he really did. He pitched a well of a game the other night.
You know, and you've Maben for North Henderson pitched a really good game, too, and I think he got to his pitch count. We were wondering why he came out of the game, but that was the reason, was he had reached his max.
I was wondering, I was saying, why was they taking him out, you know, and but, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Of course, like I said, I wasn't keeping the pitch count.
Up for Tuscola here in the bottom of the second is Eli Freeman. His first pitch fouled off 0-1. Acox pitch catching that outside corner.
That looked like a little outside to me, but
Freeman quickly in the hole at 0-2. And got him froze right there. So one away.
Sean Gilliland.
That's going to bring up Sean Gilliland. Gilliland had go ahead RBI right there in the seventh Wednesday. His first pitch called strike. Acock wasted no time. A one pitch misses up. 1-1. The 1-1 on its way. Hit down on the ground over towards Ethan Hartman. Makes a long throw over to first.
Good throw.
And gets Sean Gilliland. So two away.
Jonas Jones.
And that's going to bring up Jonas Jones. Swinging at the first pitch, 0-1. Ooh. That one catching inside a corner. Makes it a... I have a 1-1 count, but I could be wrong. And it was 0-2. Got past the catcher, throw down to first. And he is going to be safe.
Now batting number 10, Cameron Hall.
That's going to bring up D.H. Cameron Hall. We're going to have a pinch runner for Jones. Tuscola wearing the all-white uniforms tonight with the Tuscola in letters in black outlined in gold. First pitch, Cameron Hall staying up and out. 0-1. Inca wearing the white pants with the Carolina blue tops tonight. 1-0 pitch. Cameron just ducking out of the way in enough time.
Little inside.
Just a bit inside. 2-0 count. Runner on first getting a good lead. 2-0 pitch. Stays low. So Cameron Hall with a 3-0 count now. Taken on that, so it's a 3-1 count with two away. Mountaineers still trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. Acock with a quick glance to first. And ball four. Low and away, so that's going to put runners at first and second. That's going to bring up Elijah Hampton.
Hampton batting in the number 9 spot for the Mountaineers, playing center field.
First pitch swung on, fouled off. Over to the softball field. 0-1. Missing. 1-1 now. Of course, we will be on the air Monday night for our first softball game as Franklin comes to town to avenge their first loss of the season to the ladies. 1-1 pitch. Called strike on the inside. So count now 1-2. Lady Mountaineers winning in extra innings in Franklin. So we're looking forward to that game.
That'll be a barn burner. Always is.
1-2 pitch. Misses up and out. It's a 2-2 count. Then Tuesday night we'll be back right here with you as the Franklin boys come to town to play some baseball. And the game Monday night will be at 5:30, and we'll be back here at 7 on Tuesday. Elijah Hampton swinging at a 2-2 pitch for the third out. So Tuscola leaving two on the base right there as we move to the third. Tuscola trailing 1-0. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling. John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood. Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola Spring Sports.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box, call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. top of the third inning. Mountaineers still trailing 1-0. Up for Inca here in the top of the third is Landon Wilson, the number 9 hitter. And then they'll be back to the top of the order with Grant Osada and Ethan Hartman. And Wilson's first pitch fouled off, 0-1. 0-1 in the dirt. 1-1. Wilson back into the box. His 1-1 pitch popped up foul back here behind us. Makes the count now 1-2.
What happened here? What did they call? Catcher interference?
Huh. Yeah, called catcher interference right there. So that's going to put Wilson on at first.
And he got the leadoff hitter up now. Osada walked his first time up.
Matthews' pitch. That one's going to miss. 1-0. Osada coming in hitting 409 on the season.
Bryson Matthews, you know, come out good the first two innings, Branson. He only had 25 pitches the first two innings.
Oh, bunt laid down. August Farmer plays it, throws over to first, gets the out. So one away. We'll move Wilson up to second. That's going to bring up Ethan Hartman.
Hartman, like you said, he's a freshman. Batting number 2 in the lineup. Walked his first time up.
First pitch from Matthews. Good breaking ball called strike. 0-1. Matthews checking that runner at second. Ball hit back up the middle. Oh, just missed. Oh, hit the bag. And that's going to allow Landon Wilson to score and make it 2-0. Kenny, you can't get more unfortunate than that.
Tough luck. Yeah, Mason Harrell coming from shortstop was right on the ball, right behind the bag. And ball went right up the middle, hit the bag, went straight up in the air, and nothing you could do. Handcuffed Mason Harrell there and allowed that run to score.
Ty Acock, the batter now. First pitch from Matthews. That one stayed high. 1-0.
Now, here's my question is, how do you score that? You give him a base hit?
I think you have to. I mean, because no glove, it never touched a glove.
No.
Matthews checking the runner. 1-0 pitch. Fouled off by Acock. 1-1 count. Good crowd here tonight, Kenny, for just a varsity game.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Right here at our door, we've got
1-1 pitch hit towards the hole. Nice play right there. Ooh. Nice play by Mason Harrell, but had to make a long throw to first. And Acock will be safe. And while that happened, Hartman advances over to third. So now we've got runners at first and third. Kenny, how are you going to score that? Is it a single or is it on the throw? So that was pretty deep, you know, in the hole.
Well,
right,
I mean,
there.
Yeah, I give him a single on that because he had the throw beat. even though it got away from the first baseman, he still had the throw beat.
Jaden McElrath, the batter now. First pitch in the dirt, 1-0.
I see out here at our door we got WLS TV filming the game here tonight.
So one away, runners at first and third. Mountaineers trailing 2-0 here in the top of the third inning. Runner going. And Jones holds off on throwing. So runners now at second and third with one out. McElrath with a 1-1 count. Got him swinging right there. Count now 1-2. Matthews 1-2 pitch. Good pitch right there. Strikes him out. So two away. That's going to bring up Sean King. Kenny Tusco can get out of this right here, only giving up one run, leaving them runners at second, third will be big for Tusco.
Yeah, you're right. Two outs. King is the number five hitter in the lineup.
First pitch in the dirt. Good job by Jones blocking it. Makes a count 1-0.
King, like you said, struck out his first time up.
Matthews 1-0 pitch. Misses out 2-0. Tusco, a faithful question that, King. That was, I think that was outside.
Jonas framed it real good. He pulled it back over, but, yeah, it was outside.
2-0 pitch.
There's a strike. Good break.
There we go. 2-1 count now. Matthews 2-1. Hit foul, evens the count now at 2-2. So King stepping out. Stepping out of the box, stretching out. 2-2, 2 outs, 2 runners on. And Matthews pitch. Swung on and missed. Good him right there.
Off-speed pitch right there, yeah. Got him reaching for it.
That was big for Bryson Matthews right there. Works out of that jam very well. Striking him out. So as we move here to the bottom of the third now, Tuscola will have up the top of the order with Mason Harrell, Landry Webb, and Ian Omsler.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, the leadoff hitters. Maybe we get something right cranked up here this bottom of the third.
We want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. You want to go back and listen to some of the old games from the last couple of years, go to www.wptlradio.net. Follow the Tuscola tab, and you can listen to some of the old games. They have archived back through several years. Of course, this year they have all the football games, basketball games from the winter, and the first one from Tuesday night. And this one should be on by, I would say, Tim does a great job. I'd say by Monday he'll have this one uploaded if you want to go back and listen to this one at some point.
Number 7, Mason
Harrell. I was looking after three innings. Bryson for Matthews for Tuscola pitching-wise has 51 pitches. In case people listening don't know what we're talking about, you know, if you never listened much before, pitch count is a boy can pitch. In one game, he can pitch 105 pitches, and then he has to come out. And that's why we sort of keep up with the pitch count, see where we're at. Now, after three, Matthews has 51.
Mason Harrell, the batter right now. First two pitches of him missing, so it's a 2-0 count. And there's a shot by Mason.
It's going to be down.
And that is down.
Center field.
So good leadoff single by Mason here in the bottom of the third. And that's going to bring up Landry Webb.
That'll make Mason's grandfather happy. I know he's downstate listening in. He listening in all the games that we broadcast.
I'm sure he was happy Wednesday night listening
to him. I told
him that complete game.
I told Mason's mama, though, he's going to.
First pitch to Webb, called strike, 0-1.
He'll be listening in here after the ball game. We'll do our player of the game with Mason tonight after the game.
Acock checking the runner at first. Another ball hit down the ground just past the third baseman. And Mason Harrell going to hold up at second. So runners now at first and second. No outs.
Ian Omsler.
That's going to bring up Ian Omsler.
That puts Landry at 2-for-2 tonight so far.
And that base hit was sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. They target the exact profile of customers you are looking for.
Oh, good bunt. Oh, perfect. Oh, man.
And he's safe.
Yeah, he beat it. Well, the ball, pitcher covering dropped the ball, but I think he had it beat anyway.
So now we've got bases loaded here. No outs.
That's three singles in a row.
And August Fama, the batter. And that base hit is sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. They target the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. For mugs to menus, give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
That was a perfect bunt right there, Branson. Pitcher tried to cover, but just couldn't get over there in time. Bunted it right up between pitcher and the first baseman.
Big at bat right here for August Fama. First pitch misses outside, 1-0. Oh, that one get him. So that's going to bring in Mason Harrell. Makes it a 2-1 game here in the bottom of the third. Still no outs.
Yep, that moved everybody around.
And that's going to bring up Eli Freeman. First pitch fouled off, 0-1. Acock checking the runner at third, pitch on its way. That one missing outside. 1-1 count now. Another pitch low and away, 2-1.
If Eli can either get walked or just put the bat on the ball right here, put it in play, you're going to score one run out of it with just one out.
2-1 pitch fouled off. Evens the count at 2-2. Two two on its way. And Eli slapping that one foul.
That's staying what alive, he needs to do bat. Right there. Hey, yep. Don't try to drive it out of here. Just get the bat out like he did right there. Poke it.
Keeps the count at 2-2. Bases loaded. That one gets past the catcher. That's going to score Landry Webb, and that's going to move the other two runners up to second and third, Ian Omsler and August Fama. Still no outs. Tuscola Inca tied up 2-2 now. Two-two pitch fouled off. Count stays 2-2.
That's a way to hang in there with him.
Eli stepping back in with a 2-2 count.
Had a
ball hit back down the middle. That's going to be up.
That's a base hit through. Up the middle, right up.
One
mid,
run in.
Field.
Two runs in.
Eli's going to second.
So Tuscola taking the 4-2 lead off of a double by Eli Freeman.
Now batting number 9, Sean Gilliland.
Sean Gillen, the batter now.
Still no outs.
Oh, bunt laid down. It's going to move Eli up to third. That'll be the first out here in the bottom of the third.
Now batting number 3, Jonas Jones.
That's going to bring up Jonas Jones. Jones struck out his first time up. Can you look over? I don't see Inca warming anybody up in their bullpen. First pitch misses. 1-0.
No, you're right. There's nobody up right now.
Foul tip right there makes the count 1-1. 1 away, Tuscola leading 4-2 here in the bottom of the third. Runner on third. That pitch popped up foul. That's going to be too big. Makes the count now 1-2.
Still just one out.
1-2 pitch on its way. Good job by Jones holding off.
Yeah, he,
right there evens the count at 2-2.
He cocked and he was ready, but like you say, he held off.
Infield playing shallow right here.
Ooh, sort of inside.
Wow. That one
went behind.
Went behind him. The full back. Count now, 3-2. Cameron Hall on deck for Tuscola. 3-2 pitch from Acock. Hit down on the ground. Over to third. Jose Chavez with a throw over to first.
He dropped the ball first.
Eli Freeman is going to score. And that's going to make it a 5-2 ball game.
Cameron Hall!
That's going to, like I said, bring up Cameron Hall. Now, Inca's coach, Ryan Smith, going out to have a talk, and they're going to switch pitchers here. Not sure who they're going to bring in. Calling in the left fielder. I don't know if they're just going to, if they're going to bring him in the pitch or if they're just bringing in the infield. I would say he's going to pitch.
What did Jonas do right there on that play?
He hit that infield over to the third baseman, Jose Chavez, and he made the throw, and first baseman dropped it.
Well, that'll be an ER on first baseman.
So Winston Petticord will be the new pitcher for Inca. Looks like Acock is going to short. Excuse me, that's going to be Ethan Hartman. He's not. He's barely turned around. It's hard to see that number.
Five. Seven.
Yep, so the shortstop, Ethan Hartman, coming in. And Acock over to short.
Like we said, Hartman here, freshman, coming in to throw.
So that future, you can say, looks pretty good for Inca, having that many playing up on varsity. Because, you know, you get to looking at it, and there weren't a JV. They don't have a JV team. It looks like everybody's up on varsity for them.
Well, it's that, or tells you they ain't got a lot of pitching. Have to bring a freshman on varsity.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't think that they started conference play this week. I think they start next week. So I would say the games they did play this week, they didn't play, didn't have, or they've already pitched their guys, and
right, yeah,
you know, they're looking at this as a, you know, an out of conference game, and
not worrying about it. You're right, probably so.
So Cameron Hall up to bat now for Tuscola. Walked his first time up. First pitch fouled off by Cameron. 0-1. Hartman checking that runner at first. The 0-1. Called strike on the corner. Cameron Hall quickly in the hole, 0-2. One away, Mountaineers leading 5-2 here in the bottom of the third. The 0-2. That one's going to miss. Makes the count 1-2 now. Ethan's 1-2 pitch. Allen stays inside. 3-1. That makes it a 2-2 count.
That pitch looked pretty good from here, but.
Hartman's 2-2. Ooh, called strike 3, so 2 away.
How about it? Number 12, Elijah Hampton.
That's going to bring up Elijah Hampton. Runner on first, two away for the Mountaineers here in the bottom of the third.
Elijah batting in the number 9 spot, struck out his first time up.
Hampton stepping in, runner going, ball hit foul, 0-1. Looked like he waited a little late to swing on that one, Kenny. 0-2 count now.
Yeah, took a mighty cut at it. Just behind it a little bit.
So Elijah Hampton sitting now 0-2 count. Runner on first going. Stays up. Nobody there.
Nobody on the bag.
And so he needs to go. Pinch runner for Jonas right there. Stole second. Catcher hit him in the back. Ball went towards right field. He got up and went on to third. So two away. Count one ball, two strikes. Runner on third. Mountaineers leading 5-2 here in the bottom of the third. Hartman's pitch. Ball hit towards right center field.
Could be down.
Grant Osada comes over and makes the catch for the third out. But Mountaineers getting on the board in a mighty way. Five runs here in the bottom of the third. Takes the 5-2 lead. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mountaineers taking the 5-2 lead in the bottom of the third. And now here in the top of the fourth, up for Inca, will be Winston Petticord. Cord Moody and Bryce DeVore.
6, 7, and 8 hitters in the lineup for the Jets. And Bryson Matthews, as I said, he's through 3 innings. He's got 51 pitches. So
pretty good, about 15, yeah. You know, 16, 17.
Yeah, like we
pitches.
Always said about, you know, if you can hold it to 14 or 15 pitches an inning, you're doing pretty good.
That first pitch. Number 52 is going to miss, make it a 1-0 count. And 1-0 is now 2-0. As Petticord steps back in. Matthews pitch. Good one right there. Called strike. Two balls, one strike. The 2-1. That one popped up.
High fly ball. Left center.
Gonna have to call somebody off. Ooh. Elijah Hampton coming over, making the catch for the first out. So one away here in the top of the fourth. That's gonna bring up Cord Moody.
Grounded out to third base, his first time up.
Moody stepping in the box. Matthews in the windup. First pitch low and away, 1-0. The 1-0. 2-0. Bryce Matthews 2-0 pitch. Hit back up the middle. Bouncer over towards Mason Harrell. Makes the throw. Two away now.
Mason played the hop really good on that one. He was straight up the middle, but
he came charging in, waited for that bounce, and he got the bounce when he needed it and made a good throw.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's what it meant. He played it well, that bounce.
Bryce DeVore, the batter now. He went to sand. He said he went, so 0-1. Matthews pitch.
Good
breaking ball right
there.
That's
the best breaking ball he's thrown all night right there.
Matthews putting DeVore in the hole here at 0-2.
That was pretty.
Just misses right there. One ball, two strikes.
Yeah, another breaking ball right behind the other one, but a little bit inside.
That wasn't a bad pitch to make him try to chase.
That was smart throwing right there. Uh-oh.
1-2 got past Jones. Makes it a 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Matthews in the windup, pitch on its way. Ooh, just misses outside, runs the count full here at 3-2. Bryson stepping off the mound right there for a second. Back on. Pitch fouled back. Count stays full. The 3-2. Fouled off again. So we'll try it one more time. Matthews' pitch, hit down on the ground, over to Landry Webb, misplays it, has time, makes a throw, calls him out.
He got it. That's close.
So three up, three down. And the Mountaineers doing a good job keeping ink off the board right there as we move to the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, three up, three down that inning right there, so.
We want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vestas Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. WPTL has been honoring Mountaineer athletes for game day performances all season long. Go on WPTLradio.net and follow the Tuscola tab, and you can go on and see all of the players of the game, all the way back from football, basketball, and so far Mason Harrell, which his picture will be up next week. But if you feeling a little nostalgic, go back there and look at some of the old players of the game from the last several years. Remember some of those names on there. Hartman still on the mound for Inca here in the bottom of the fourth. Kenny said Hartman a freshman. Did a pretty good job right there that last inning. Kenny in the bottom of the third getting Cameron Hall and Elijah Hampton to get them out of that in, and after giving up five runs.
Mason Harrell. I just can't imagine, you know, being a freshman out there pitching a high school game.
Right, and, you know, now he's going to have to face the top of the Tuscola's order here in Mason Harrell.
Yeah, we got the leadoff man up. 1, 2, and 3 coming up here. Heart of the order.
First pitch to Mason. Inside. 1-0. Foul ball down the third base line. 1-1 count. Mason stepping back in with a 1-1 count. Hartman's pitch. Ooh. Mason looked like once he started he wanted to stop, but he followed through with it. Kenny, it's going to be a 1-2 count.
Yeah, he could. He couldn't stop on that swing.
Hartman's 1-2 pitch. That one in the dirt evens the count at 2-2.
Good eye.
That good pitch stroke hit towards left field. Left fielder having to come
head
in.
Down.
Yep.
I thought he was going to run an end, going to make the catch, but couldn't quite get there. Landed right in front of him.
Yeah, it looked like Kenny, he took two steps back towards instead of, and once he got the second step, he realized it was a lot shorter than it was.
That's two singles in a row for Mason.
And this is going to bring up Landry Webb.
Landry, 2-for-2 tonight so far.
Runner going, ball hit down on the ground. Good play right there. Acock only had a chance at first. Gets that runner, but it moves Mason Harrell up to second. That's going to bring up Ian Omsler.
Ian flew out to left field his first time up, singled his last at bat.
First pitch to Omsler. In the dirt, 1-0. 1 away, runner on second. Mountaineers leading 5-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch in the dirt as well, so it's a 2-0 count. Hartman checking that runner. 2-0 pitch. Popped up.
Playable on the infield.
Acock running in to make the catch. So two away. That's going to bring up August Farmer. August took one in the ribs last time up.
Flew out his first time to right field, his first at bat, and then, hit by a pitch on that last at bat.
Hartman's pitch. That one misses low, 1-0. Palma steps out, takes a big breath, steps back in. The 1-0 pitch. That's going to be hit. That's going to be past first baseman. Going to make a play at home. That's going to score a run. So Mason Harrell's going to score and make it 6-2 now.
Yeah, Mason got around those bases, didn't he?
So August Farmer ends up at second off of the error.
I guess we give him an error on that one. It's a hard hit ball, but
that's going to bring up Eli Freeman. That first pitch to Eli in the dirt, 1-0.
Eli struck out his first time up tonight, and then he last at bat, last inning, singled, scored a run.
One-oh pitch. Lamb misses 2-0 count. Sean Gilliland, the next batter on deck for Tuscola. Ethan Hartman's 2-0 pitch hit back up, played by Hartman. Runs over. Soft throw over to first, gets the third out. Mountaineers scoring another run to make it a 6-2 game here in the bottom of the fourth. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears. Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Top of the fifth inning, Mountaineers leading 6-2 as here in the top of the fifth, Anka will bring to the plate Landon Wilson, then back to the top of the order, Grant Osada and Ethan Hartman.
Yeah, the 1-2 and three hitters.
So the first pitch to Wilson.
9-1-2.
That one misses. 1-0. That one down the pipe. 1-1 count. Matthews is 1-1 outside. 2-1.
Wilson reached that last at bat on a catcher interference.
Ball hit down on the ground. August Fama, good catch. Good throw. Good out.
Awesome play right there by Fama.
One away here in the top of the fifth.
There's one thing about it. Fama does. He has an arm.
He does.
You know what, Branson?
Pretty good range right there, too.
Son, I mean, he can gun it from third base now.
Grant Osada, the batter now. Anka's lead off in his first pitch in the dirt, 1-0. Osada stepping back in, 1-0 count. Matthews' pitch stays in, 2-0 count. The pitch hit foul down the third baseline. Count now two balls, one strike. Matthews is 2-1. That one hit foul, evens the count at 2-2. As we said, Monday we'll be back on the air at 5:30 as Franklin comes over to play the Lady Mountaineers over here on the field behind us. Big conference game. The 2-2 in the dirt, 3-2. Kenny, I hate we missed that first game over there.
Boy, I know. That would have been a one to see right there.
Full count here. Matthews' pitch. That one hit. Oh, down past the diving August Fama. Osada on his way to second. Ball gets past second baseman. He's going to go to third. He stops. Fama throws back to second, but he will be safe. So Hartman will be the batter now with one out. Grant Osada on second. Singled his last time up and walked his first time up.
Walked his first time.
And swung at the first pitch, 0-1.
And as we said, he's just a freshman.
Matthews is 0-1 pitch. That one hit towards right field. Eli Freeman come running in, makes a diving. They've not called it. I guess it was down. They're going to call it out.
Home
plate umpires saying out, and field umpires saying
yes,
it was down.
So that would be the guy in the field's call.
So umpires are conversing at the pitcher's mound. That was I couldn't tell, Kenny. It was close. And they're going to call it a base hit.
Actually, my opinion, it was down. I don't believe he made the catch.
It was one of those deals that it skipped on the ground and into his glove.
Yeah, it was just coming right off the grass into his glove. That's the way I seen it now. That's just my opinion. But
you know, I did a little umpiring back in a few years ago in softball, and it was one of those deals that the umpire makes sure of the tag and the field umpire makes sure of the catch.
Right.
So you really have to go with what the field umpire says right there, and he had a closer view of it.
Well, of course, you know, if you're a coach like Coach Shepherd there, he's going to argue. You got to.
You have to.
You
right
have to
there.
Go out there and argue it anyway. I mean, you know.
Ty Acock now the batter, but, you know, you're right, Kenny. You got to argue it. I mean, one away here in the top of the fifth. First pitch to Acock inside, 1-0. Pitch. That one low, 2-0 count. And Matthew's got to be careful right here with Acock. Acock, like we said, came into the night pretty good hitter.
Yeah, he hit into a field of choice.
458. And that one stays on the inside, so it's 3-0.
Now right here is where Matthew's got to bear down right here. Can't give him anything.
Pitch. So it's four straight balls to Ty Acock. So that's going to make bases loaded here, and that's going to bring up Jaden McElrath. Infield going to play in right here.
McElrath is batted twice tonight, struck out both times.
Swings at the first pitch, fouls it off. 0-1. Kenny, in a perfect world, you'd like to see it hit to Fama, have him step on third and make a throw to first.
That'd be pretty. I'd like to see that. No, we didn't need that at all.
Jaden McElrath taking a pitch to the shoulder, and that's going to bring one run in to make it a 6-3 ball game. And that's going to be a meeting with Shepherd at the mound. But after that game Monday night, softball with Franklin, we'll be over here as the Franklin baseball team comes over. So it'll be another conference, big conference game Tuesday night as Franklin comes to town, and we will be covering that game as well. So a quick meeting with Shepherd in the infield. And that's going to be a pinch hitter for Sean King right here, I believe. I'm not seeing a number. Oh, there it is, 8. That's going to be Landon Morrow in for Sean King right here. Ball hit down on the ground, a little dribbler to first. Great play right there by Gillen. Comes home with the throw to get the force and the out. And that's going to bring up Winston Petticord. Smart play right there by Gillen.
Yeah, that was a good heads-up play. Got that second out. Still bases loaded. We need to get out of this one right here, Branson.
Another dribbler down. Oh, that's going to be foul down the first baseline. So 0-1. Pitch. That one's going to be popped up. That may be in trouble.
That's a Texas leaguer.
One run will be in. Another run on its way. Throw to third. And he will be safe.
Oh, man.
So that's going to be two more runs to make it a 6-5 ball game.
That's what we didn't need there. Right at that time, a Texas leaguer. Just a little blooper that far enough out the shortstop couldn't get to it, and the center fielder couldn't come in and get it either. Just a little blooper dropped in on us.
That's going to bring up Cord Moody, the catcher.
Still two outs.
Two away runners at first and third. Pitch in the dirt, that's going to allow Petticord to get to second to make runners at second and third with two away. So 1-0 count now on Moody. Matthews' pitch. Good pitch strike. Makes it a 1-1 count now. Matthews steps off the mound for a second and back onto the rubber. Checks the runner at third. 1-1 pitch fouled off. Makes the count now. One ball, two strikes. quarter step out of the box, steps back in.
All right, Bryson, need a strike right here on this man.
Matthews is 1-2 pitch. He does swing. Throw down to first. As Jones had dropped the ball.
That was a big play right there.
Big play. But now, Inca scoring three runs there now. Makes it a 6-5 ball game as we move to the bottom of the fifth. And up for Tuscola here in the bottom of the fifth inning will be Sean Gilland, Jonas Jones, and Cameron Hall.
I've got Bryce Matthews with 80 pitches.
That was, I guess, 35 innings. You know, I guess that was the most pitches he's given up in an inning right there.
It is.
That last one. And, right there at the top of the fifth, excuse me.
So he's got, according to Mike, and I might be one or two off, but he's got, according to what I've got, he's got 25 more pitches. But the question is, will Coach Shepherd leave him in for another inning?
You never know. May try to see what he can get out of him that last.
Yeah, last he's got inning. 25 pitches. So
you know, if you could get an inning like he had earlier in the game with the four pitches, would be really nice.
To
set him up for the seventh, but. You know, you got to think too. Early in the season, that's a lot to ask.
Well, like he got behind there in that inning on a couple of, it tells you late in the game that they're getting tired.
Oh yeah,
it's early in the season. Like you said, it's early in the season, and they start. You know, they get tired and start getting behind on a few of the batters and stuff. So, see what we do here at this end. This will be a big. Tell us a lot right here.
Sean Gillen, the batter now for Tuscola. First pitch fouled off. 0-1.
He's grounded out to shortstop his first time up and then hit one right back at the pitcher his last time at bat.
The 0-1. That one's going to call a strike. So 0-2.
Wow. Quick. That looked like it a little outside to me, but.
The 0-2 pitch hit down on the ground over to second base. Landon Wilson makes the throw. Gets the first out.
Jonas Jones!
That's going to bring up Jonas Jones. You know, as Kenny, as you and I were talking Wednesday night, you know, he's having to fill some big shoes coming in catching. But you know what? He's doing a good job. You know, you hate to say, boy, I hope he catches like Evan Connor. No, you want him to trail his own path and you know, that way make him have his own name instead of, you know, being like Evan Connor.
That's true. He does a good job. He caught all the way through middle school there and then caught last year on the JVs.
First pitch misses 1-0. Ooh. Second pitch catches him in the hip. So he'll be on.
Number four, Cameron Hall.
And that's going to bring up Cameron Hall.
The only thing I said about that, though, Brass, is the problem we have is Jonas is the only catcher we've got. We don't have another one.
Yeah.
I mean, tried and tested, you know.
And so far, Kenny, to me, he's passed that eye test as being a really good catcher and stuff.
Oh, he's yeah. By the time he's a senior, he'll be really good. Have 3 years behind him.
First pitch to Cameron Hall misses up 1-0.
We We just hope we don't get anybody hurt. That's...
Cameron steps back in with a 1-0 count. The pitch.
The runner's going.
Runner's going, and he will be safe. And that was a ball to Cameron, so now he has a 2-0 count. Hartman's pitch. Called strike. 2-1 count now on Cameron. The 2-1 in the dirt. 3-1. Cameron doing a good job being patient in there. Steps back in the box with a 3-1 count. One away, runner on second. Mountaineers leading 6-5 here in the bottom of the fifth. Hartman's pitch. Ball four.
A walk right there. That's what we needed.
So that's going to put runners at first and second with one out, and Elijah Hampton, the batter. Coach Shep wanting to talk to Elijah before he steps into the box. Elijah stepping in now. Hartman checking the runner at second. Pitch. Called strike as Elijah had squared the bunt. The 0-1 from Hartman. And Elijah calling timeout right before he started his wind up. So still a 0-1 count with one away, runners at first and second. Hartman's pitch. Foul tip. 0-2 count now.
Right back into the catcher's mitt on that foul tip.
Hartman checking again. Pitch on its way. That one misses. Count now one ball, two strikes.
Absolutely no wind tonight, Branson. That flag hanging straight down.
You know, and it was blowing pretty good on right when we got here. Yeah, now it just died once it, you know, the sun went down. The 1-2 pitch, runner going.
Runner's going.
And fouled off. Count's going to stay 1-2. Two pitch again on its way. Oh, going to try to pick off the pinch runner for Jones.
Yeah, that's, I believe that's Bryce Ferguson down there on second. Pinch runner. Just about got caught leaning right there.
He did, but he is safe.
I I don't know what that was about. Umpire coming over there saying something to the dugout Mountaineers. Somebody said something, obviously.
1-2 pitch. Going to stay inside. Count now 2-2. Two pitch to Hampton. Down hit. Right fielder up, going back. Caught made by Bryce DeVore. But runners didn't tag up right there. Runners are going to stay at first and second. It's going to bring up Mason Harrell.
Two outs. Got your lead off. Got your lead off batter here. Mason's 2-for-3 tonight. Flew out to left field his first time up. Now he's single the last two bats. So this is a situation you like right here. You got two outs. You got runners on first and second, but you got your leadoff man up. It's 2-for-3, so good situation for the Mountaineers to be in right here.
First pitch misses outside, 1-0.
Base hit right here would be nice, though. Get another, at least one more run in here.
Get you another insurance run.
Yeah.
1-0 is now 2-0. Runners at first and second. Two away. Mountaineers leading 6-5 here in the bottom of the fifth. Hartman checking the runner. Pitch in the dirt, 3-0.
Well, the advantage the Mountaineers have, if Harrell gets walked right here, loads the bases, and then you've got your number two hitter up, Landry Webb, who's also 2-for-3 tonight with a double and a single.
The 3-0 pitch. That one called strike on the outside corner. So 3-1 now. The 3-1. And that's going to walk Mason.
Number two, Landry Webb.
And Landry Webb, the batter now for Tuscola.
Landry's a contact hitter. You can just about bet he's, you know, whether he gets a hit or not right here. Like I say, he's 2-for-3, but whether he gets a hit right, he'll put the bat on the ball. Contact hitter, probably the best contact hitter we've got.
First pitch in the dirt, 1-0. We'd like to get out of this fifth inning with at least one run, Kenny. Be nice to have two, but insurance run helps.
Yeah, we need, be nice to get at least one.
1-0 pitch. Fouled off, and that one's too big. So, 1-1 count.
Yeah, you're right, Nelson. Go!
Webb settling back into the box. 1-1 pitch. On its way. That one's going to miss. Makes the count now 2-1. Hartman's pitch. That one called strike. Evens the count at 2-2. Hartman stepping off. Back on now. 2-2 count now. Webb going to call timeout, step out of the box. Steps back in with a 2-2 count, two outs, bases loaded. The pitch going to be popped up in the infield. And Landon Wilson makes the catch for the third out. Good chance for the Mountaineers right there to score something, but come away with nothing. As we go to the sixth inning, Mountaineers leading 6-5, and we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola Spring Sports.
Top of the sixth inning, Mountaineers leading 6-5.
We was wondering, you know, what the Coach Shepherd is going to do on this inning here with the
Bryson.
To me, Bryson was getting a little tired, I think, and everything. This is Gill, and he's made the switch. So
Sean Gill, and then to pitch for the Mountaineers. And we want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. And, of course, that last inning, those base hits were sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. They target the exact profile of customers you're looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
All right, we got the number 8 and number 9 hitters up. So Sean Gillen's got the bottom of the order.
So Bryce DeVore up to bat for Inca here. First pitch misses, 1-0.
DeVore flew out to right field his first time up back in the second. And then in the fourth, he grounded out to second base. Sean Gillen's got to come in here and throw strikes, Branson. We're one run up. We can't give him nothing here now.
And another umpire going over to talk to Coach Shepherd again. So it's a 2-0 count. And that pitch messes up, 3-0 now.
Well, I think what the umpire was doing, he was going over there telling the dugout to not to be saying anything about his calls, you know. You know, if you're an umpire, you got to be a little thick-skinned. You know, you can't
right. You
can't let nothing in. They say, "Oh, that was the ball." You know, you can just got to let it down. If they start cussing you, that's one thing. But
right. If
they're just, you know, saying stuff about the ball or strike you, this guy's got a hair trigger. It looks like
Landon Wilson, the batter now for Inca. First pitch, he'd squared the bunt, and it was called strike. So 0-1 count, no outs, runner on first.
Tell it, laser. Laser's like,
Wilson going to call timeout, step out of the box. A 1 pitch, bunt laid down. Gillen goes to first. One out, moves the runner up to second. But one away. That's going to bring Grant Osada up to now the leadoff for Inca. Kenny, he doubled his last time up.
Yeah, there he's walked, grounded out to shortstop, and base hit in his last time up. So
Gillen getting the called strike on that breaking ball.
Oh, that was a good pitch right there. Now
followed it up with a little bit of heat. Now Osada in the hole at 0-2.
Threw that one by him.
O-2 pitch. Breaking that one ball. Popped up to left field. Almsler makes the catch, keeps the runner at second, two away. That's going to bring up Ethan Hartman.
Well, it's a good thing we've got two outs, but Hartman here, he's 2-for-3. He's 2-for-2. Actually, he walked his first time up, and then he's got two singles in a row.
Swings at the first pitch, fouls it off 0-1. Pitch gets past Jones. That's going to move the runner up to third. 1-1 count on Hartman now. Gillen's got to be thinking coming home if he throws another one past Jones, Kenny, because a lot of people they know to do it, but they don't call a strike. Makes the count now 1-2.
Yeah, you're right. I know. He's going to have to be on his horse. That ball gets by Jones.
The 1-2.
Good pitch.
And he went.
Yes!
And that's going to be three outs right there. Great job by Gillen coming in. So that's going to move us to the bottom of the sixth inning. Mountaineers still leading 6-5. Going to look to try to get some insurance run here.
Yeah, that boy right Harmon, that was a big out right there, because he's hit the ball well tonight. So two singles in a row before that time at bat. So
yeah, and the good thing is, you know, having, you know, nothing against Bryson, he's pitched a great game. But, you know, like you said, getting a little bit tired, those pitches start slowing down just a little bit, and then all of a sudden you bring Gillen in, and all of a sudden you're back to throwing some
heat. Only thing is, he has to throw strikes.
Right.
Of times you bring somebody in, they'll have a hard time getting it over or whatever, but he done his job right there, so.
We want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vestas Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. And if you've missed any of the Mountaineer spring sports action, you can tune in to WPTLradio.net. Go back and listen to some of the games, and go all the way back to listen to the games back in the fall for football and basketball during the winter. And as I said earlier in the game, you can go back and listen to some of the archived games all the way back several years ago, and maybe be able to still find that game, that Inca game, that first game we did back in around 16 or 17.
I'd like to listen to that one.
I don't know if I would or not, because I guarantee you I was I was terrible because that was the first game I was scared to death.
Why, you are not. Hey.
It was, I won't lie, it was a little nerve-wracking, I will say that.
When you first started, it is. It's a little intimidating. But
oh, yeah. Up for Tuscola here in the bottom of the sixth. Ian Alms are going to lead it off.
All right.
That first pitch misses. 1-0.
Here again, it'd be like, nice to get about two insurance runs this inning right here.
1-0 pitch foul off. 1-1 count. The 1-1. That one popped back. Count now 1-2. The 1-2 pitch on its way. Ooh, that one got him. He's going to say it got off the bat knob. And somebody just got thrown out.
Somebody got ejected. I believe that was Eli Freeman, number 5, got ejected.
So Alms are stepping back in with a 1-2 count. And there's a shot. Center fielder drifting back makes the catch. Grant Osada for the first out.
Well hit ball right there.
That's going to bring up August Fama. First pitch to Fama gets past the catcher. So 1-0 count. Hartman's 1-0 pitch. Inside 2-0. There's a shot by Fama, and that's going to be in the gap.
Yeah, that's down.
Oh, they're calling it a catch.
Yeah. That.
And field umpire going back to first, so he's saying that it was a catch.
Yeah, he's calling it a catch down there.
So two away. That's going to bring up a pinch hitter because it was supposed to be Eli Freeman. And Coach Shipper talking to the umpires right now. So there will be two away.
Is that
Number 36, Corbin Kirkpatrick.
It's Corbin Kirkpatrick coming in. For Eli Freeman here with two away. So Kirkpatrick stepping in. First pitch gets passed, 1-0. Kirkpatrick taking a strike on the inside corner, makes the count now 1-1. There's a shot towards center field.
Long fly ball.
Gran Osada making the catch for the third out. So three up, three down for Tuscola here in the bottom of the sixth. As we move to the seventh, Mountaineers leading 6-5. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. Tuesdays are Two for Tuesday, where we play double shots of your favorite country artists at 6, 7, and 8. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576-3577. Good Morning Haywood. Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
Come to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Tuscola up 6-5 here in the top of the seventh inning. As the heart of the order comes up for Inca.
Yeah, he's the heart of the order, but they haven't done much tonight as far as producing. But so, like we said, Gillen's got to throw strikes. And if he throws strikes, we're in good shape.
Up for Inca right now will be Ty Acock. First pitch fouled off, 0-1.
That's the way to start out right there. Let's get some strikes right here. Acock hit into a fielder's choice his first time at bat, singled his second time up, and then walked his last at bat.
One pitch fouled off, 0-2.
That's what we need right there. Need Sean just to stay ahead of his batters. Just throw strikes. Concentrate on the strikes.
Gillen stepping off the rubber. Steps back on. The 0-2. Good pitch to try to get him to chase.
Yeah, that was
low and away, 1-2.
That's where you wanted that one right there, low and away.
Oh, 2, a little high right there. Evens count at 2-2.
You don't need to overthrow right here.
Two dribbler back to Gillen. Throw to first.
That's one away. One down.
going to bring up Jaden McElrath.
McElrath is DH'ing tonight, hitting in the number four spot, but now struck out his first two times up tonight and then was hit by a pitch on his last at bat. So ooh, good pitch.
Great pitch.
What a curveball.
Starting him off
that.
With a strike. 0-1.
That was a heck of a breaking ball right there.
That one missing just up right there. 1-1. Ooh, great pitch right there. Call strike.
He froze him on that one.
Count now, one ball, two strikes.
Now you've got him where you want him.
1-2.
Oh, just a little too much outside. Good pitch.
Almost got him to chase.
Yeah, he almost went after it.
Evens it at 2-2. Mountaineers leading 6-5 here in the top of the seventh. The 2-2 pitch. That one popped up towards left field.
Should be playable.
Alzer makes the catch. Two away. Mountaineers down to one out now. Looks like Sean King going to re-enter right here.
Sean King batting tonight, struck out his first two times up. Struck out in the first, then struck out in the third, and then grounded. Grounded out his third time up. So
starting him off with a strike. Good job right there. 0-1.
Yeah, when you do that right there, you make them swing. They're thinking swing.
Just like that right there. 0-1 blew right by him. 0-2. That's a good pitch right there.
Just like that right there. See, he's thinking he has to swing.
Inca down to its last pitch right here. Sean King sitting with an 0-2 count. Gillen in the windup. Pitch on its way.
Ooh. Well, that's close.
That was just missed outside.
Well, it was a good pitch because, you know, try to make him chase it. You got two strikes on him, you know, go after an outside blowing away.
1-2 pitch. Swung on, missed. Tuscola getting the win tonight. Moves to the win column, puts him 5-4 on the season now. Good win for the Mountaineers, stepping out of conference for this victory. So we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mountaineers picking up big victory tonight, 6-5 over a non-conference foe in Inca. And a good win for the Mountaineers. And, of course, and the Mountaineers are having a run right now, so we may have to hold off on getting our player of the game up here, but we will acknowledge them. But we'll go ahead and read off our sheet right here, and it's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Today's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Mr. Bryson Matthews. Looking for a safe place to store your stuff? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. And Kenny, like we said, another great performance tonight pitching that we got to see. Bryson Matthews having a great night pitching.
Yeah, he good solid innings.
And he went with what he, you know, the innings that he could. I mean, or the distance that he could. And here's the thing, I didn't know Sean Gillen could pitch, and he comes in. The sixth and seventh, and man, blows them away.
Shut them down. Yeah, that's what we got to have this year.
Right.
It's a couple of these other guys. I mean, you've got Mason Harrell, and you've got Ian Omsler, and, you know, but these other guys are going to have to step up, you know,
yeah.
and they did. Gillen and Bryson Matthews both tonight stepped up. And that's a confidence builder too,
right
there.
It is. It's a great job by them. Stepping out of conference like this, like you said, pushing them over that 500 mark puts them in the win column. You know, 5-4 haven't been like this since that one. You know, being 1-0 against North Buncombe. So
yeah,
great job by them battling back to get to this point of being over 500. Of course, next week doesn't get any easier. Franklin comes to town Tuesday, and then have to travel over there on, I believe, Friday, if I'm not mistaken. But next week our schedule will be Monday softball as Franklin girls come over. The Lady Panthers come over to play the Lady Mountaineers. It'll be our first softball game of the 2026 spring season. Look forward to it as Tuscola took that first victory. 12-6 over at Franklin back on, I believe, February the 27th. And then Tuesday night we'll be right back here at 7 o'clock as Franklin boys come over. And that's always been the last couple of years. It's been a good, you know, series between Tuscola and Franklin. So big night for them. I have a feeling that they are probably getting an earful out there right now, Kenny, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure.
We'll just stick around and give our players of the game award to the awards and stuff to the winners. We still owe Mason Harrell from Wednesday night, so we'll get him.
Well, I told him to come on up here after the ball game. So.
Yeah, I would say that they're having to stay out there. So, but tune in next Monday as we will be live at 5:30. That game will be at 5:30. And Tuesday night will be at 7. So, Kenny, you got anything before we close out?
Well, are you wanting to go ahead and close out, or you want to wait till them boys come up here?
We'll go ahead and close out. We'll just give them the award. We'll catch them. I'm sure they'll be up here again. So, we'll get them up.
Well, I got to get your picture. And
yeah,
stuff
we'll get.
Too,
we'll so. Wait. We'll get them as they come in to do that. So. Kenny, you got anything though?
We're getting cranked up. You know, first week we got two baseball games down, and now we got Monday and then Tuesday. So we're getting back in the groove, Branson.
We'll have to tell them that we might be the good luck. They're 2-0 since we've showed up.
Yeah, I know. So they ought to keep us around. You know.
I know. So,
that's all I've got tonight, and just appreciate everybody listening.
All right, and today's game has been brought to you by Mike's Heating and Air, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, WPTL, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. For Kenny Mull, I'm Branson Reese. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Tune in Monday as we'll be on around 5:30 as the Lady Mountaineers will be taking on the Franklin Lady Panthers. And Tuesday we'll be right back here at 7 as Franklin comes to town for game one of the baseball game. So good night, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Good night, everybody.